Okay, so you have a small business that you need to market, but you're not a marketer. So now what? Where do you start and what are you even supposed to do? Well, meet Engie. Engie is marketing software that simplifies marketing for small business owners. You can plan, organize, and get your marketing out the door and in front of your next customers fast. The best news? Engie is turning one on May 8th, so you can make marketing way more manageable for yourself for only $19 a month for your first year with the code BDAY. But don't wait. This offer ends on May 31st. Welcome to today's new episode of the Pretty Okay Podcast. I am your host, Taylor Cusick-Holman, and I am rolling solo today for what will probably turn out to be a mini-sode, because if you could only see me, I'm sitting here alone in my bedroom, surrounded by pillows, and I definitely warned Brett not to go stomping around upstairs while he was riding the Peloton. So if you hear a large thud, that's him getting off the bike. But so today we are going to be talking about one of the topics that you wanted to hear about, but it's a little bit more on the serious business side, and we felt like breaking up serious topics with the pet peeves episode because that obviously was not very serious at all. It was super fun and it made me laugh when I listened to it, which I hope you did too. So if you haven't tuned into that episode and you're not in the mood for some, you know, more serious talk today, be sure to check that one out to hear two major weirdos talking about what bothers them. I swear we're both in our 30s and we're not crotchety old women yet. So, okay. Today, we are going to talk about how to convince clients you are worth the money, which is something that I think most people who own a business, whether you're a service provider or you're selling a product, struggle with. Because let's be honest, most of us didn't start a business because we were super jazzed about selling. But today we are going to have this conversation because you are worth the money when you have the skills and expertise to back it up. And whether you struggle with confidence, hey yo, imposter syndrome, or are in the process of bumping up your rates to the next tier, or you are just starting out, everyone feels stressed out at times about making sure they get paid what they are worth. And when it comes to making sure you don't get pushback on your pricing, the long and short of it is that you have to be able to communicate your value. It's less about convincing your customers that you are worth the money, and it's more about repeatedly showing them your value. It in terms of what it is, or are you also talking about it in terms of what it does? Because when it comes to communicating value, that is wrapped up in the benefits of what you're selling rather than the actual product or service itself. Because think about it, when you sit down and you're debating whether or not you are going to, you know, smash that subscribe button or hit purchase on something, what's the conversation that you're having with yourself in your head? You're not really, I mean, yes, you are looking at the details of maybe what the service is or what the product is, but you're asking yourself, am I really going to use this? Is it really going to help me? Is it worth the money? So when you're in that headspace, you're thinking of the benefits and the value that that product or service is going to provide. So as the business owner, you need to make sure that the messages that you're putting out there are really heavily focused on what your product or service is going to do for people. The next thing that you can think about is whether or not you are leveraging reviews and social proof. So what I mean by this is there's a certain level of FOMO, for lack of a better term, that you need to be pushing. And sometimes convincing people you are worth the spend is about proving you can create the results you promise for them. So are you answering the question, can you do that for me? And that is that phrase, that question is something that I heard Davy Jones say at a conference a few years ago. And I just felt like it was a very simple but impactful way to get this point across. So this value proving point is best made when your voice is complemented by your happy clients and customers. So that's why having client reviews on your website, social proof is also, for example, like logos of places that you have been, you or your product has been featured. You just really want to make sure you are creating an environment and an atmosphere where people can see that they are not the first person to give you money. Next, you have to show examples of your work and you in action. Because part of making people feel confident in investing in your services or product is building trust. And you build trust by showing your expertise, bits of your process, and samples of your final product. So whether you work this into content on social media, your about page, or maybe you're going to add, maybe you're like, oh shit, I'm going to go add a process page to my website. You have to give people at least an occasional peek into the final product and the time that goes into it to confirm that you and your time are worth the money. And speaking of showing people behind the curtain, so to speak, you also really need to show how your products work. So whether you have a physical or a digital product, people want to see what they are buying and feel confident that they'll be able to use it and get the benefit you are selling. Lucky for us, but also fuck my life, Reels and TikTok videos are a really fun and trending way to do this right now. I say that and I still have yet to get on this train because I don't have the time, but I literally made a mental note to myself to send one of my partners at Source Co. an email with some ideas about how she can create some real content showing our styling blocks in action. So do as I say, not as I do, but also I'm trying to make it happen just like the rest of you. So if you're like, fuck that, Taylor, I'm not doing Reels and TikTok, you can also have things like explainer videos and tutorials that are public for people to watch before they invest in your product or service. And lastly, let's be real. You have to become a better salesperson because if you can't sell yourself, how do you expect people to be excited to buy from you? No, you don't have to be salesy, but you definitely need to be confident when you talk about what you do. You have to be confident about your process, your expertise, and you definitely have to be confident about the potential impact you can have on your client's business or life. If you gotta fucking fake it till you make it, and seriously, if that's what it takes, just do it. I know that imposter syndrome and confidence is one of those constant battles that business owners and creatives, regardless of the industry you're in, struggle with. But this is probably one of the biggest pieces holding you back from getting your clients to pay what you are worth. So that is what I have got for you today. I told you it was going to be fast and furious because I'm sitting here alone with no one to make stupid jokes to and laugh about. But I want you to go forth and dial in that message, get comfortable showcasing your expertise, and let's be real, just go out there and fucking charge a little bit more. You know, getting people to pay you what you think you're worth, it starts with you. If that is the only thing you take away from today's episode, it literally all starts with you. Well, thank you for tuning in and for coming back time and time again. If you would do us a solid and leave us a review, we would be incredibly thankful. And if we can ever hang out in real life again, which it kind of feels like we're getting close, I'm very excited about that. And you're in San Diego, Sam and I will buy you coffee and we'd love to hang out in exchange for, you know, a little quid pro quo review. Like and subscribe. Sam will be back with me in a couple of weeks for the next episode. And until then, have all of the awesome days. Bye.